This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a podcast from Joy's jazz show, Bent Notes. Tune in live each Sunday night at joy.org.au.
My guest on Bent Notes is a multi-award winning vocalist, performer, songwriter, session and recording artist who can fill any hall with her captivating stage presence and her vocal abilities, and who has been described by Tony Bennett as a fabulous performer with a knockout voice. Nina Ferro is one of Australia's top entertainers across a range of styles including pop, blues, soul, jazz, bluegrass and country. Nina spent 10 years in London before returning to Australia and continues to travel performing around the world. It's my pleasure to welcome back to Bent Notes, Nina Ferro. Welcome, Nina.
Hi, David. Thank you for having me.
A pleasure to have you here on Bent Notes, Nina. It's always enjoyable to have you on the show. I think last time we had you on, we had three of you together as a trio singing just before Christmas.
That's right, with Fem Belling and Belinda Parsons. That was fun. We had such a fun night.
It was great fun, and I look forward to doing that again sometime, having it in studio, singing live to air. It's just something about that.
It's really great fun, and you know what? We're doing it again. The Christmas show is coming up again, so Let's plan for that, shall we? Let's have another little trio session.
I will put it in the calendar.
Fantastic. That's great.
Nina, a career of so many different experiences, both solo and in groups of two or more, what's your experience of working together with other vocalists? Is there a special relationship due to the music or just the fact that the three of you or four of you are vocalists?
I think that's a great question. And for me, it's organic because one of the first instruments in life was the voice, as well as, like, you know, banging on drums. They were our first two instruments as such, you know. So singing with other singers, there's a sense of spirituality. There's a connection there that's a vibration. It's an energy. And the more voices you have together, I just think of things like singing in choirs and church and gospel music. And when all of those voices are together, personally, I don't think there's a better sound. I think it's the most exquisite and moving sound you can make and sound that you can hear. I always get very moved by choirs and lots of singers together. When you've got three or four, and in this case we're going to be talking about three, and we're all in our little harmony bubble and we're singing the songs together, it's just such a treat. You know, it's not often that you get to hear vocalists together in that way. It's generally, you know, a lead singer, and then you've got some background vocals that help to elevate the main vocal of the song or whatever's going on at the time. But when you have singers together singing in harmony throughout the entire song, it's just a real treat. I just love it. I love it. I love all of it. You know, I've been a backing singer for many people. I've been in choirs. I sing in big bands, but there's nothing like standing next to some of your closest female friends as well in this case, and singing in three-part harmony. It's great fun.
Harmony has always intrigued me, how someone can stand, as you say, next to two other people and you're all singing different notes and you all hold your own harmonic sequence perfectly. I just take my hat off, not that I've got one on at the moment, but I take my hat off to singers who can do that, to be able to sing in harmony. Is it a difficult thing to do?
It is and it's not. I find this conversation about harmony really interesting because from my perspective, I feel like I've just always done it. It's just something that was very natural for me. I also know that I think the reason that is because I started singing in choirs very early on. So getting that training, my ear was always listening for the other sound, the other notes that were happening within the chordal structure and within the key center of the song. That's part of the fun for me, is finding all of those notes that fit in that harmonic structure. And it can be taught, you know, it can be taught, and it takes time. And then it just comes down to the person. So for me, like I said, it came easily. For others, sometimes it just doesn't. It's just not something that sits in them very well, and they find it slightly tricky. But you can become better at it. You can become better at it, definitely. And just it practice. Is a lot of fun. Yes, it's practice, just like anything, you know. Even when instruments have to play together, the difference there might be that when, for example, when there's a big band playing, their music is written and it's in front of them, and most of them are reading the notes. So they play the note, and regardless of what the person next to them is playing, even if it's like a clash tone, like they're playing semitones away or a tone away, which has a really kind of jarring sound, the fact that you're playing your note and they're playing their note, and you can just hold it because firstly you can see your instrument, so you know how to play that note and hold it. So the difference with vocals is because our instrument is internal and not external, it's all, we rely very much on kinesthetic awareness. We have to rely very much on our ear and how that translates, how the brain, the ear and the voice work together in this, like, almost like a Bermuda Triangle of sound, and how to find your part and to hold it. So there's a lot of muscle memory. So when you do a lot of harmony work, you're creating this incredible muscle memory that holds you in good stead for continuing to be able to do that with whomever you're singing with.
I'd never thought of it like that, muscle memory.
Yeah, most singing is muscle memory. It's neural pathways. It's very much, I mean, it's the same for anything that we're learning is actually about muscle memory and brain work. When you think about it, when you break it down, walking, talking, everything we do, it's all muscle memory and the pathways in our brain. And so when we want to alter what we're doing, we need to give ourselves time for those new pathways to be created and for the muscles to gain just some knowledge, and that yes, the muscle memory, the habits, you know. We can form good habits or bad habits depending on how much time we spend on each thing.
That's very interesting. The harmonic singing, or singing in harmony, is that something that's best practiced by yourself, or is it best practiced in a group of people where you can hear the other parts being sung?
You can do it both ways. So in terms of being on your own, it's about practicing your scales, practicing arpeggios, understanding where the root notes are, the thirds, the fifths, the sevenths, and everything in between. And then the way I practice if I'm on my own is to play a piece of music and then find those harmony parts. So I might give myself the challenge of only singing the lower harmonies from the melody line, or a third above or a fifth above. And so I'm playing around and, you know, allowing myself to make a lot of mistakes along the way so that I can figure out where the holes might be and where I need to do a bit more work in terms of my own oral knowledge. And then, yeah, getting together with people and singing along and practicing. For me now, I don't do it as much for the practice as much as I'm doing it for my job, you know.
Yes.
And every single time I get to add a harmony or sing with someone who's adding a harmony to my voice, yeah, like I said, it makes my heart go boom.
Yeah, there's something about beautiful harmonies that you just get entranced into it.
Yes.
It's just beautiful. You can get lost in it.
You can. It's very, it feels meditative. Like you can close your eyes and just, you know, listen for the different parts and move your awareness through the different notes that are being singing, deary me, the notes that are being sung. Yeah, so, you know, it's lovely. I love it.
Let's move off harmonies and into a small group or a duo or a trio.
Sure.
When you're getting together with a group of people and having to choose a program, is it easy to choose a program based upon the artist who you're working with, or is it easier just to choose a program and then choose the artists?
Oh, yeah, I think both of those things. It depends what your ultimate goal here is. So if I'm getting together with a group of people and we're playing jazz, for example, well then, you know, that will dictate how we go about putting the repertoire together, how we go about treating the treatment of the songs, you know, that change, it can change the outcome depending. So it's an interesting question you're asking, and it has it's a multi-layered answer. there's a lot of answers. So, you know, if I'm putting a group together of two or three people and it's piano-based drums, well, that's a very classic sounding ensemble. You know, like you can play pretty much anything with that. You can play some classical music if you wanted to. You can play pop, jazz, soul, R&B, country. But if I was to pull together, say, a violin and a mandolin and maybe a double bass, and then we're thinking, okay, that's going to be more suited to the bluegrass sound or a country sound or folk, you know. So, yeah. And sometimes it's fun to take a song that was done in a pop sense or a jazz song and then treat it with these instruments and have the arrangement be such that you're still hearing something that you know to be more in a different camp, and then all of a sudden we're painting it with different colours, but it's all music. I guess that's the answer. It's all music.
It is all music, yeah. Just different varieties, different, as you say, different arrangements, different sounds, and the instrumentation does make a huge difference.
Yeah, yeah. Changes the landscape, you know, changes
does.
The way it, yeah.
What's the landscape going to be like on Mother's Day at Mimo Music Hall?
It's going to be gorgeous, firstly. It's going to be a very good-looking band. Let's start there. The landscape is jazz with a little bit of soul and a little bit of bluegrass and a little bit of this and a little bit of that. But the thing driving it is the us girls, you know, the three girls singing together. We won't be doing every single song together. We'll do our own solo songs as well. We, you know, we're big fans of each other, firstly, and then we're also big fans of things like the Boswell sisters and the Andrew sisters and the Mills brothers and that kind of era of music. And so that's what we've drawn our repertoire from in terms of the treatment of the songs. We've got a couple of really interesting, I don't want to give the game away, you're just going to have to come and hear the songs, but we've taken some very contemporary and some pop music and given it that sort of three-part treatment with you know, a jazz or a bluegrass sort of treatment. Yeah, it's going to be great. We're enjoying.
Magnificent.
Yeah, we're having fun putting it all together.
Of course, the most important question is, who are the other two vocalists?
Aha! The other two remarkably beautiful vocalists are Julie O'Hara.
Yes.
She's just recorded a beautiful album, so I'm sure you'll hear from her when it's ready. And so that'll be coming out soon, and it's just incredible. And then the delightful and wonderful Miss Neisha Fitzgibbon.
Oh, wonderful.
So, yeah, and like I said, I mean, the three of us go way, way, way back. We started off together in the scene, and we've always intertwined over the decades. We decided to intertwine again and be, you know, put this beautiful show on for all of the mums.
And what a wonderful group of three musicians who are all very, very well, what's the word I'm looking for?
Seasoned?
Very well seasoned in their craft, and
yes.
Who absolutely enjoy what they do. Whenever I've seen the three of you perform individually, and you always have fun. You've always got a smile on the face, always a bit of a laugh in the eyes. And it's always a beautiful drawing in of the audience into the show.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you. When we were rehearsing just, you know, like last week or the other day, the three of us together, we're always laughing, you know, it's a wonderful thing. And you're absolutely right. We respect the craft firstly, and we respect the songs and we respect each other. And then we just have the best time. And our whole purpose is to bring joy and love and light and laughter and just all of that to the people, not just for us, but for, you know, the people in front of us. It's not about us and them. It's a holistic experience, I suppose, because we like to include the audience, and their energy is so important for us as performers as well. We feed off their energy, but they can only be as good as we are, if you know what I mean. Like they can only, as long as we bring it, as they say, then we're sure to get it back. That's, you know, and so there's this beautiful reciprocal ocean wave. It's like an infinity. We push that energy out, and then they bring it back, and then we push it out, and they bring it back. And when that happens, you know, you're onto something, and that's what makes a really exciting, beautiful gig, in my opinion.
You've got a beautiful band behind you helping you to push that out.
We do. And again, these gorgeous men, so we thought, well, let's just put some boys in here too. We've known, you know, collectively we've known them for, again, many decades. We go way, way, way back. So we have the wonderful and multi-talented, incredibly Oh, God, such a genius of a guy. We've got Stephen Grant on the piano on this one, because when you say Stephen Grant, he could literally play any instrument on that stage. So we have to be specific.
Yes.
He will be playing the piano in this instance, which I feel like is probably the one where he goes to town the most. I just love hearing him play the piano
out of all of them. We will be at some point.
Then we have the wonderful Mark Elton on double bass. He's divine. I've known him for a very long time. We have Craig Fermanis on guitar, stunning guitar player. And then one of my oldest and dearest friends, Mr. Andrew Swan, on the drums, and he'll be doing a bit of singing with us as well.
Oh, what a wonderful band.
Yeah, swinging, I'm telling you. It's going to swing so hard.
And you'll be a vocal quartet for a brief period of time.
We will be at some point, yes. Yes.
Oh, wonderful. In four-part harmony?
We'll know about that once we've done our rehearsal with
Excellent.
Him, because we've had others. So, yeah, we'll see what happens. But he is being included in one particular song, which will be very fun, that's for sure.
Marvellous. Yeah. Mm. Well, Nina, the Mother's Day is happening at Mimo Music Hall in St Kilda, 3 p.m. on Sunday, May 14. All the details are from mimomusichall.com.au. And for all the details about Nina, it's ninaferro.com. What a wonderful website you have also, with lots
Thank
of great
you.
Information and yeah. all the gig guides. You're a very busy vocalist and entertainer.
I feel very blessed. I don't say lucky, because you make your own luck, but I know that I'm very blessed. I love what I do. I just love what I do. And the fact that I still get calls to be included and to do lots of different things. I mean, I'm very lucky, like I said. And yeah, if anyone wants to know where I'm going to be, just jump on my gig guide. I've got some really fun things coming up.
Some very fun things.
Very fun things coming up. Yes, yes.
Well worth looking at. Nina, thank you so much for joining me on Bent Notes. Do appreciate your time.
Thank you so much, David, for your ongoing support of jazz and live music. It's just a wonderful thing, and we really appreciate you. So thank you.
Thanks, Nina. My guest on Bent Notes has been one of Australia's top entertainers, Nina Ferro. You're listening to Bent Notes on Joy 94.9.
You've been listening to a podcast from Bent Notes. Join us live each Sunday night on Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.